Tezayin Amid Beis, 25 lines from the end of the page, or 16b3 on top. Okay, the last thing the Gemara was discussing was if a girl goes out, if the father dies, the father doesn't die, the simonim, the various things that allow a girl to become free. Now, the Gemara says like this. This is like a, it's connected, but it's a new piece of Gemara. Tanakha, the one Braisa said like this. We learned before, there's what's called severance pay. If an Eved leaves, you have to give him severance pay. Okay? So it says, one Braisa says like this. Enek Eved Ivri La'atzme. Severance that you give a Yiddish servant, when he goes out after 6 years, the money belongs to him. The Enek Am Avriya, and when a girl goes out after 6 years, or when she reaches puberty, no, it's all, where are you going?
No, I was just looking for something.
Oh, okay. La'atzmos, tezayin amid beis, like 25 lines from the end of the page.
No, I was just looking for something.
Okay. And Am Ivriya goes out free, it also goes to herself. V'tanya idach, and another b'rais, it says, this we learned last time, but we're in the middle. Anakam Ivriya mitziyasa la'aviyah, the severance pay of an Am Ivriya goes to the father. Or, like we learned, if an Ami Yevriya, a Yiddish maid servant, while she's working, finds stuff, so it goes to her father, not to the master. But the master only gets money for the amount of time she took off work to get that mitziah. So let's say it took her 5 minutes to find the, to get this mitziah, so the mitziah goes to the father, but they have to pay the master 5 minutes worth of work. So you divide like 6 years, figure out how many minutes in the 6 years, 5 minutes of that you give to the master. Okay, so now the Gemara is asking, seemingly it's a contradiction. One Braisa says, the Ami Avriya keeps it. Another Braisa says, Ami Avriya, it goes to the father, the severance pay. It's like, who does it go to? Does it go to her, or does it go to the father? So the Gemara says, we can assume, my love had the nafka b'simonim. One case when it goes to the father is when she reaches puberty, when she reaches 12 years old. But like we learned, from 12 to 12 and a half, it still goes to the father. Okay? So that's why it goes to the father. But if the father dies, then she keeps it. So the Gemara thinks this seemingly is what the Rish, even though we refuted Rish Lakish, but it seems that if the father goes out, dies, she also goes out free. Right? That's what it would imply from this case.
Yeah, Rabbi, but is she on both the father and the mother?
No, not mother.
Not mother. The mother's not involved in this.
Mother's not involved only if the father is not alive.
Okay.
And then she's only rabbinically involved.
Okay.
Now, so Gemara says, like, no, really, when the father dies, she doesn't go out free.
Uh-huh.
Why does one Braisa say she keeps it, one Braisa says her father keeps it? It's speaking hard and nafka lebesimanim. Both cases, she goes out when she reaches puberty. Lebekashi is not a kasha. Hard the isalav. One is speaking when the father is still alive. Hard the less love is the father is not alive. In other words, she doesn't go in and out of slavery from the father. Okay, she really stays in slavery even if the father dies. But what happens now? She gets out of slavery. The father already died. Now she gets severance pay. Who keeps the severance pay? It doesn't go to anybody else but her. Mm-hmm. So this Gemara, the Gemara is answering the Braisa. Well, in other words, really, when the father dies, she does not go out free. She stays a slave. The Braisa that says, if she gets severance pay, she keeps it. It's speaking when the father died, there's no father, so she keeps it. And this Braisa that says it goes to the father, it's speaking when the father is still alive. So the Gemara says, like this, Bishlema onakami v'riyala atzma. I would understand why the Braisa said two dinim. An Eved Ivri, when he gets severance pay, he keeps it. And Am Ivriya keeps it. Right? So the Gemara said, Am Ivriya, I understand why the Braisa needs to say it. He says, Lemote Achen, to exclude the brothers. Because I would think that if a girl doesn't have a father, who would get it? Maybe her brothers. Because remember, we learned that if a girl's under Bas Mitzvah, and the father died, the brothers can marry her off. So I would think maybe there's some control that the brothers have that would give it to them. Where would I see it? Because it says it tiny like we learned in the Braisa. It speaks about goyish slaves. You should pass them on as the children after you. Meaning, if a guy owns a goyish slave and he dies, the kids inherit it. But only goyish slaves do you give to your children. But you don't give your daughters to your children as inheritance. Mikan shein adam mirschus bita libnei. Teaches us that the merits the father has over the daughter, he can sell her, what she gets belongs to her. The father cannot give that over to the sons. That means like this, if you only got your slave and you die, your kids get it. But if your daughter, even though you have the jurisdiction over the daughter, when you die, the brothers don't have any jurisdiction over her. So that's what I understand what the Braise is teaching me. I would think it goes to the brothers, so the Braise says no, the severance pay goes to her. But Ela Anikivri Ela Atzme, but to tell me a Yiddish slave who's an adult, right, he was sold as a slave for 6 years, that he keeps it. Pshita, of course he keeps it. Leman, who else should get it? Why does the Braise need to tell me the severance pay of an Eved Ivri goes to him? Of course, who else is it supposed to go to? His mother-in-law. I mean, like, well, why should anybody else get it? So he says like this, Amar Rav Yosef, it's a very cute expression, he says, Yud Karis Gachazina. I see a small yud made into a big city. As he says at the bottom, meaning, unnecessary length in the Braise to say it. What does it mean? So Rav Yosef says like this, you're right, the Braise didn't have to say it. The Braise said it. Like Rav Yosef says, it's like, for no reason. Abayamabai says, no, there's a reason for it. Hocham Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, Hamani Tutoihi. This is Tutoihi. The Braise goes according to this fellow by the name of Tutoihi, that says, Loi, Velevel Abal Chavin. This is a very interesting Chiddush. Before in the Gemara we learned, if I owe you money, and you owe him money, there's a lien from me to him. Right? Shibudid Rab Nassin, right? I owe you money, you owe him money, I have a lien to him. Okay? So now, what happens, it's a very interesting chiddush the Gemara is saying. The Eved Ivri is going out free. You have to give him severance pay. Correct? What happens if the Eved owes somebody else money? Can that guy get it? So the Braise says no. Loi? Because the Torah says, Hanik, Ta'anik, Loi? Him, you give Hanukkah, severance pay, but not the guy he owes money to. So even though normally there's a lien from 1 to 3, but by Hanukkah, the Braise is teaching us, no, that Eved Ivri keeps it. It doesn't go to, if he wants to pay it up, but there's no lien that can go straight to the debtor.
What, becoming a slave is like becoming bankrupt?
There's no bankrupt in Allah. We discussed that.
I understand that. What about what the other lien?
It's exeris hakosuf. It's exeris hakosuf that the Torah says light to him, only he gets it, not nobody else.
This is in regards to
Eved Ivri. Yeah. Okay, now the Gemara says Gufa. Now the Gemara is starting new. The Gemara is going back to what we said before. Gufa, we learned before, in a braisa like this, Elam, Anikam, Lam, these are servants, they get servants pay. You have an English Gemara? See?
Yeah.
Okay, we're on 16b3 at the end of the page. Gufa, Elam, Anikam, Lam, these are the people that get Hanukkah. Servants. Hayetze Bishonim, if he goes out after 6 years, Uba Yevil, because the din is if Yevil comes in the middle of the 6 years, you also go out free. Mises Ha'odon, if the master dies. Okay? And we'll soon see what that means. Va'ami Ivriya Bisimonim, or if an Ami Ivriya goes out with puberty. Okay, these people get severance pay. Avol Bredeach. But if somebody runs away from his master, a guy who runs in the middle of the slave, in the middle of the 6 years, just checks out, runs away. Or, Giroin Kesef, or he buys his freedom. Remember we learned that an Eved Ivri can buy himself back. Let's say he's 6 years, he paid $600. After 3 years, if the Eved wants, he can give him $300 and he goes out free. These two people don't get severance pay. Okay? If he goes out 6 years, he goes out Yovel, he goes out if the master dies, he gets severance pay. Yeah. But if he runs away from the master, or he buys his freedom, why? So the Gemara is very simple. Hanukkah, the Torah says, is when you send them away. The guy runs away. Like even remember we're discussing today severance pay. If a guy quits, he doesn't get severance pay. Right? If you fire a guy, there's a concept of giving severance pay. If a guy quits, there's no severance pay. What?
Unemployment.
Yeah, if a guy quits, you don't get unemployment insurance. But yeah, it turns out you don't get a knock.
If the master dies at the end of the 6 years.
Right. So in other words, he still stays for the 6 years, like we learned. But after the 6 years, he goes out free because the master died. He doesn't go to the kids. Right? So then, you have to give him severance pay when the 6 years are up.
Even though the master did die.
Yeah. Say when the master died.
Because the master
anyway.
Huh?
Everybody doesn't go to the kids after 6 years.
Right. So I'm saying, but the kids could say, my father's dead, why should we give you severance pay?
Mm-hmm. So you could say, I worked for 6 years.
Right. But I'm saying, the kids are, the estate has the obligation to give the kids severance pay, even though the master's not there.
But if the 6 years are not up, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that you don't.
Well, the rishis are talking about that, but that's the halacha. So then he says like this. Rav Meir argues, and he says like this. I agree. If a guy runs away, you don't give him severance pay because you didn't send him away. But if a guy buys his freedom, then Rav Meir holds you do give him hanukkah. In other words, the first opinion says, if he buys his freedom, you don't give him hanukkah. Rav Meir says, you give him hanukkah. Abba, then it says, Rav Shimon Eimer, Rav Shimon says like this. Arba manikim lahem. Four people get severance pay. Three by a man, and three by a woman. But the after yochalemer abba ba'achad mehem, you can't say four by either one of them. Three shein simonim be'ish, because a man doesn't go out with puberty, and there's no piercing the ear by a woman. Meaning like this. If a man after 6 years wants to stay longer, he pierces his ears. He stays until Yovel. Right? Yovel, he's going to go out. Right? After Yovel. Even though he got pierced ears. Right? He stays until Yovel. Then when he goes out by Yovel, then he gets severance pay. A woman can never stay more than 6 years. And the same thing, a woman goes out of puberty, a man doesn't. So he said like this, there's four cases of Anoka, three by a man and three by a woman, but there's no four by each one. Between the man and the woman, there are four different cases when you give Hanukkah.
These are
all Hebrew slaves? Yeah. Okay. Gosha slaves don't go out.
But three and three is six, so how
No, because some of them are similar. 6 years is similar by both. Yovel, whatever, Mises, Adon, whatever, there's a few which are similar by both. Okay, so Leper we have like this. The Chachamim hold, the first opinion says, you send him away, he gets severance pay. He runs away, or he frees himself, no severance pay. Rav Meir says, no. If a guy frees himself, it's still severance pay. Why? Because Rav Meir holds, it's still sending him away. You know, because he bought himself back, you're sending him away. But if a guy runs away, the Gemara is going to ask later, what do you mean guy runs away? When you catch him, he has to finish the 6 years anyway. Can't he just run away? He still has to finish the 6 years. But the Gemara will talk about that later. Okay, so it says like this. Mino hani mili, from where do I know in the Torah that with these people you pay severance pay and these people you don't? These are avodim. So it says like this. Tan Rabban learned, I would think that the only guy that gets severance pay is the guy after 6 years. How do I know that Ab is Yetzer by Yevil, the slave that got pierced ears and therefore he went out goes out by Yevil, or b'misa sa'adr, or if the master dies after the 6 years, right, he goes out free. Or ama ivriya b'simanim, or a girl that reaches puberty, ama ivriya, that she also gets severance pay, maybe not. So it says, Talmud Lamer, because it also says, tishalchenu, and then it says again, v'sishalchenu. So the Torah is adding extra words. The Torah says, send them, and again send them. Which teaches us not only a 6 year avid goes out free, but other avadim also go out free. So therefore, an ami video when she reaches puberty goes out free. A guy who goes out, yevul reach, goes out free. Basically, anybody that's sent away goes out free. He's not sent away, he doesn't go out free. The question is, if you buy your freedom, is that called being sent away or not? Chacham holds it. It's not, but a mayor holds it is. Okay. What? With the bottom of 32. Or Tazayin Amid Reis. Now, so now the Gemara says, maybe that would include even if a guy runs away. Because you say the Torah adds, V'yisishachenu twice, that we include other people to get severance pay. So Gemara says, Yocha animarbe b'reach v'yetz b'groin ketzav. I would think that even a guy who runs away, or buys his freedom, I would think would also get it. Talmud Leimar, but the Torah says like this, V'chisishalchen uchavshi me'imach, when you send them away, Mishishilucha me'imach, that's somebody that you send away. Yotze b'reach, but a guy that runs away, servant, or Giroin Kesev, who buys his freedom away with money, Shein Shilucha me'imach, he's not leaving by the master's choice, so you're not sending him away, those people don't get. Rav Meir holds, if you buy your freedom, you, and that's what Gemara is going to explain now. Rav Meir Eimer, Bereach Ein Manikin Lai, a guy who runs away, doesn't get, why? Then Shulucha Me'imach, you're not sending him away, he's running away. But, Yeitze B'Geroin Kesef, but, a guy that buys his freedom, Rav Meir says, that's called Shulucha Me'imach. That's called you're sending him away. Why? Because he says like this, by the master agreeing to receiving the money, by the master receiving the money, it's like, okay, now you go free. So he is sending him away.
Does the master have the right to ask the slave, where did you get the money?
No.
Maybe he stole it from the master.
A different question is, does the master have the right to refuse the money?
He can't.
Okay, so it's clearly only in the hands of the servant.
Yeah, but the fact that's what the Chachamim hold. You're right. The Chachamim. The mayor says like this: when you accept the money, you have to accept the money. But the bottom line is you're accepting the money, correct?
Right.
The fact that you accept the money, that is, you're telling the Eved now go out, even though you didn't want to. I'll give you a similar example. Not nowadays, but a husband, biblical times, could divorce his wife against her will. Right? Now, when he throws her a get, and the get lands in her courtyard even, she doesn't even touch the get, it lands in her house, she is, so to speak, thrown out by the master. Husband.
Husband.
Okay? But even though it's against the will, but the bottom line is, the Torah says you have to accept the money. The Torah says you have to accept the money. Now that you're accepting the money, you're saying, okay, going. Go. A guy that runs away on his own, that's totally against the will of the master. An Eved that just flees, checks out of town.
But that's by the will of the Eved. But if the master passes away, even though the 6 years is not finished, he should still be...
He says... One who is sent out by the master, for the master says payment for the remaining years, albeit unwillingly, but he sets him free. Bottom line is the master setting him free, even though he didn't want to.
By dying?
No, not by dying. If the guy pays the money to be freed, David buys himself off, buys himself out.
So he gets severance pay?
The mayor says yes, a chum hold up.
But if the master dies before the 6 years,
why? He finishes the 6 years.
If he didn't finish the
6 years. No, he has to finish the 6 years.
If he didn't finish the 6 years.
What do you mean, if he ran away?
No, that's no. The master died after, after 5 years.
So he has to work another year by the kids.
Oh, he could. And
no, he has to, not he could.
Oh, he could.
We learned the last time that, yeah, no, he has to work the sick to the kid. Right.
And then he gets severance pay.
Right.
But the mission itself, the Baraisa said that he doesn't get it if the master passes away.
He does get the Baraisa.
One of two things.
No.
He runs away if the master passes away.
No, it doesn't. No. Runs away, he buys himself out. The Baraisa clearly, the Yovel Bemisis Arden, that he gets.
Oh,
he does, yeah. Okay, now the Gemara asks a very simple question. The Chanachomim and Rameir say, if a slave runs away, he doesn't get severance pay. Right? Why? Because he ran away. The Gemara says, but Bereh HaShlomo Boy. The guy runs away, still needs, if you catch him, you know, if he's coming to ask for severance pay, then obviously, he's back. So you need, when he has to finish the 6 years. He can't just leave. The Gemara says, but, so then, Lebel, he ends up working for 6 years, so why shouldn't he get severance pay? The bottom line is, granted it was a...
he ran away and came back.
Either he ran away and came back, there's a deferral.
Or he was caught.
He was deferred for whatever.
What's that? So in other words, he's kind of like, he ran away for like 2 years out of the 6 years.
Whatever!
He came back at the end of the 6 years on severance pay?
Yeah.
So one second, so in other words...
Sigmara asked...
What do we do?
No, Sigmara asked, the guy has to finish the 6 years... So by then he should get severance pay.
Okay.
So Gemara said, the Tanya, where do we see this? Because it says in the Braisa like this, Minayin leberech shechayiv lahashlim. How do we know that a servant who runs away, a Yiddish servant that runs away, has to make up the 6 years? Where do we learn it out from? Because it says, Sheishanim Yavi. It says in the Torah, you got to work for six years. Now, top of the page. Yochel afilu cholam. I would think even if he got sick, he also has to make up the time. Talmud Leimer uvashviyus yetzei, and the 7th year, he goes out free.
Or if he gets sick, what?
He goes out free anyway after 6 years.
So if after 7 years,
but the war's not done yet. So now the question is like this: the Gemara's question. You see from here that a runaway has to finish the 6 years. So if he's finishing the 6 years, then he should get severance pay.
Maybe a prorated severance pay for the 2 years.
No, but
it hasn't worked. So
but he's probably making up the 2 years.
Huh?
The bottom line is he's working for 6 years.
He has to make the 6 years.
Yeah. So Ahmed Afshesh is speaking like this. Ha'achab mayaskinon kishabarach, he ran away, and then pogaba yevil. And then yevil hit. The guy ran away, and a year later, he came Yevil, and when the enemy Yevil goes out free, right? So he says, Ma'odetem, I would think, Hoyle va'apikle Yevil, because Yevil now legally freed him. So I would think, Shaluch and Me'imach Karin Le's called that you sent him away. V'le'nik, and say we shouldn't fine him. V'nanikle, we should give him severance pay. So the Baisis says, no. In other words, like this, the Gemara's outcome is interesting because the Gemara says like this, if he comes back and he finishes the 6 years, the Gemara says then he's entitled to Hanukkah, he's going to get the severance pay. Here is speaking, when does the Braisa say that a runaway doesn't get severance pay? Speaking, he runs away. A year later comes the evil. So anyway, he goes free. Right? So I would think, because anyway, Torah would free him a year later, he would get severance pay. We give him a fine, and you know, you ran away. If you would have waited until Yevil, you would have gotten out free, even in the middle of the 6 years. You would have gotten severance pay. You ran away a day before Yevil. It's like, you know, sometimes they give teachers vacations pay. Like, let's say, school's off 2 weeks Pesach, teachers get. If you quit, though, a day before Pesach, they're not going to give you pay. Vacation pay. If you quit the day after Pesach, maybe. You know, they have to give you the vacation. But not if you quit a day before Pesach. The guy runs away before Yevil, and then Yevil comes. So the Torah says, 1 minute, you're not going to get. Because the bottom line is, you didn't leave because the Master sent you away. If you would have waited until Yevil, you would have gotten, because that's called the Master sending you away. Because the Torah says you have to send them away. You ran away, you're not going
to
get.
The Master can't force them to work the years that he ran away, and then it was after Yovel he came back to town or something.
If you ran away for a year,
and the Yovel came,
he would have to work for a year.
The Yovel came.
Yeah. So, but he missed a year.
Right.
So they would make him work that year. And he would have gotten out by Yovel, but he ran away a year before Yovel, right? So that year he has to make up, but he's not going to get severance pay.
Even though he makes it up, he
will. Right.
Why is that?
Huh?
If he came to make it back, to make it up?
Yeah, why does he get severance pay?
He came too late.
He came too late. He runs away.
So what?
The
But
the Gemara says we're giving him a fine.
Oh, the fine is for running away is no severance pay.
No, but if he came back and made up all the years, then he was going to get severance pay.
All over again?
Not all of his 6 years. So whatever he missed. Right.
Oh, whatever he missed.
Right. Right. But here, right, but here Yovel takes him free, but Yovel is a bonus. You lost the bonus because you ran away.
What's the makar for this thing?
What?
What's the makar for this thing?
What? Of Hanukkah?
No, for the way this formula that the rabbis came
because out. The Torah says sheish shabim yavid.
That if he misses the Yovel, then he missed the freebie. Then he missed the.
That's what the Braisa says. The Braisa says because the Torah says you have to send them away.
But Yovel is the one that sends them away. It's not the master.
I understand, but that's if he stayed until Yovel. Yovel, the master, has to send them away because Torah says to the master, so you have to send them away.
If he's not there, so then the master is not able to send them away at Yovel. Okay, so that's why if he misses the Yovel, he has to finish his 6 years completely.
No.
If he ran away.
No, he just works 1 year to Yovel. The year he doesn't get severance pay. Severance pay is a bonus. But the year that he was supposed to work until Yovel, that he has to make up.
And then he gets severance pay?
No.
No, then he gets Yovel.
Then he gets nothing.
But if he works 6 years?
He's not, I'm saying. He's only working the extra year.
We came in the middle. Then we only came to year number 4 and year number 5.
He's not working the full 6 years.
And if he does choose to stay another extra 3 years to finish the
He can't.
Years.
The bottom line is you got to plan your escape better.
Do it in the right time. No. You should steal... In a time where Yovel is less than 6 years away, that when they sell you as a slave, you don't have full term. Give you away for good behavior. Okay, now the Gemara discusses, though, but a sick person, okay, the Gemara says like this. I would think even a sick person, maybe you also have to make up to 6 years. So the Gemara says, no, they don't.
Yovel is there for 7 years.
Yovel is 50. Shemitah. Is 7. Amar, so we said before like this. I would think even if a guy, if an Eved Ivri becomes sick, that he's not able to work, I would think he also has to make up the time. Talmud Leimar, he goes out in the 7th year, right? Even though he was sick. So Gemara asked, Afilu Chola Kol Sheish? You're telling me a guy became an Eved and he got sick right away. And he's sick for 6 years. You're telling me he goes out free and he's done? No makeup. Mar says, not true. Vatanya, we learned in the Braisim. Chola kol sheish. Chola sholish. If an Eved was sick 3 years and he worked 3 years, ein echayv lahashlam. He doesn't have to make up. If he was sick 3 years, worked 3 years, he's off the hook. Chola kol sheish. But if he was sick for all 6 years, Chayiv Lahashlim, he has to make it up.
All of them?
All of them.
It's
not fair. Why?
Because he's sick under the master's care for 6 years, and then he's got to work another 6 years.
Getting free care for 6 years.
Free care without working.
Oh, he's getting free care?
Well, the master's taking care of him.
I guess.
No, so the question is, you just got through telling me in the Braise that if he got sick, he goes out free, and the Braise says, no, if it's more than 3 years... I mean, no, we don't know. The Braise says if he's sick all 6 years, he has to make it up. Avshesh suddenly said like this. Yeah, he was sick, but he still worked. Non-strenuous work. What did he do? He sowed while he was sick.
Just made babies that night.
No.
He what? Made babies.
Okay. No, the Gemara said if he is... In other words, like this. If the servant did not work at all for 6 years, he doesn't go out free. If he got sick and did the minimal work, like sewing for 6 years, even though that's not what the work that he was given, but then he goes out free. He doesn't have to make it up. But if he does nothing, he got to make it up.
Is with Manika?
If he makes, if he does the work, if he goes free, yeah.
Here's my question.
Even if he does minimal work?
Right.
If he's sick for the rest of his life, that means he becomes a slave for the rest of his life? It means he can't leave, because he's always sick.
If he does nothing, he goes out free, and he has to, when he gets healthy, he has to make up another
I'm saying, if the rest of his life he's going to remain sick, that means he will never have a chance to go out
free. Right. But now the Gemara, really, if you think about it, the Gemara is going to ask this now. The Braisa contradicted itself. The Braisa said like this. If he's sick 3 years and works for 3 years, it's okay. If he's sick all six, it's no good. How about 4 years? 4 and 2. So the first part of the Braisa says, 3 and 3, he goes out. Mean 4 and 2? He has to make it up. But what does the Braisa say? 3 years working, 3 years slave, he goes out free, no makeup. If he, which implies, if he was sick for 4 years, then he has to make up the time. The second half of the Braisa says, if he was sick all 6 years, he has to make it up. Which implies if he was sick 4 years, he doesn't make it up. So the Braisa is contradicting itself.
Suppose the Yovel comes in at that time.
Enough problems with this, forget the Yovel.
What do you suppose, what?
Yovel comes in. Okay, so Gemara says like this.
Doing this 6 years. He's sick.
I see.
What happened?
Okay, there's an interesting taste of something. We'll see in a second. So Gemara says, Hogufa Kasha, the Braise contradicts itself. Why? Amra, you just got through saying at the beginning of the Braise, Chola Sholish, Va'avat Sholish, if he's sick 3 and works 3, Ein Echayv Lahashim, he doesn't have to make up. Which implies, if it's 4 and 2, he would have to make up. Amos, save a look at the end of the Braisa. It says, Chola Kol Sheish. If he was sick all 6 years, he has to make it up. Which means if he was only sick 4 years, he doesn't have to make it up. So the Braisa contradicts each other. Hacha Kamed is what it means. The Braisa says like this, Chola Arba, if he was sick for 4 years, it's like he was sick all 6.
Really?
And now this is what the Braise, the way the Gemara is explaining the Braise. If it's more than 3 years, more than half, it's like you're sick the whole time. And then you must make up the time that you missed. But if you're sick up to 3 years, I mean, it's logical, like 50% of the time you work, okay, you're off the hook. But if it's more than 50%, then it's like you were sick all 6 years and you have to work.
How long?
If they make up to 6 years. Or whatever you didn't work.
4 years.
Yeah. Okay. If you look in the Tesis, in the second Tesis, in Yezayin Amid Aleph, which says, Chola Sholish Vavik Sholish, right? Tesis says, Yesho Yureitzim Lemer, some poskim wanted to say, She'eitzim Schrimim Lamdit Tinekis, people that hire teachers, Im Chola Chotzi Zman, if they're sick half the year, they don't have to make up the time and they get paid. Because that's what it says in the Gemara here. Sick 3, work 3, you don't have to make it up. So Taisa said, Vikasha, Taisa asked the whole question over here from a different place. Okay, and Taisa at the end, differentiates between a teacher and an Eved. But Taisa says,
how do you connect it to?
Huh?
What does teacher have to do with
the
slave?
Well, because a slave is really, like we learned, a hired worker for 6 years. But Taisa LaPerl says that there's a difference between an Eved and a teacher, and a teacher wouldn't get paid. But nowadays it's a whole different story, because they have sick leave. They have sick days. That's a contract. X amount of sick days you get paid, and then you don't get paid anymore. So it's clearly in a contract, so...
Usually 10 days.
Whatever. Well, it depends which school you go to teach for. They used to give more, all the schools, and they all cut.
Oh, really?
Sick day, yeah.
It's less than
called budget. Right? Most schools are 6 days a year.
And they got sick of giving too many days. You also got the salary on top of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Now it's like a debit.
Yeah, it is. Okay, now the Gemara says like this. Son Rabban Lit. Kama manikim lay. How much severance do you give? The Torah says you give him, okay, let's get the pasuk straight. Hanik tanik lay, mitzoncha, migoncha, umiikvecha. Okay, now what does that mean? Tzoncha is your sheep, goncha is your grain, and yikvecha is your wine. Okay, so the Torah says, hanik tanik lay, this is what you have to give the Yevid. Mitzoncha, from sheep, migoncha from your grain, miyikvecha from your wine. But the Torah doesn't say how much. Okay? And can I give him other things instead? So Gemara is discussing now, the Torah doesn't say clearly how much hanok is. How much is it? Kama manikimli. So Gemara is going to say, of course, as we know, different opinions. Chamesh sloyim mikol min. 5 seller worth of each one of the 3 kinds. So Gemara says, Shein Chamesh Esi Sloim Divrei Rameir. Rameir says, and the Gemara is going to learn where they learned this cheshbon of 5 Sloim from. Okay? But Rameir says, you give them 3 things. That the Torah says. Sheep, grain, wine. Rameir says, how much of each? So Rameir is going to say, we're going to learn out from a different place. It's 5 seller worth.
What's seller?
Bushel? Shekel. No, like... Oh. Pinyon of Ben is 5 shekels. You have 5 shekels worth of grain, 5 shekels worth of sheep, 5 shekels worth of wine.
How much of a sheep is 5 shekels worth?
Whatever the price of sheep was. There was a lot of them. I mean,
was it $1?
In the old days, who knows?
5 shekels is in today's weight,
in the old days,
is 101 grams of silver.
Huh?
Oh, now we're talking.
That's what you have to give Pinyon Ben, 101 grams of silver.
That's 5 sloim or one sloim?
No, 5 sloim.
Five sloim.
So it's, let's say figure 100, yeah? So it's 20 grams per shekel. Approximately.
It's a lot. Pure silver?
Pure silver, yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Shleishim, you have to give him 30 seller, not of each, but all together. Why? Kishleishim shalavit, because there's a din that if somebody hurts an ox, I'm sorry, killed an Evid Kanani, if an ox kills a goyish slave, so you did damage to the master. So the Torah says you have to give him 30 shekels. Whether the slave was worth 100 shekels, whether the slave was worth 2 shekels, you have to give the Eved, the master, 30 shekels for the Eved. So Rabbi Yehuda says, in other words, like this. But here the Torah doesn't say amounts. The Torah doesn't give severance pay. Right? So the Gemara is trying to find out, we know amounts in different places in Chumash. Okay? So Rabbi Meir says, we're going to liken it, and the Gemara is going to explain, to the din where you give 5 shekels per, so it's 15 shekels. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we find an amount by Eved of 30 shekels.
That's what
that,
but for
maybe. Well, so that, we're going to learn why Rabbi Yehuda says what he says, but Rabbi Yehuda holds, therefore you have to give him 30 shekels. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say 10 of each. 30. We're going to discuss each one, what they mean. See, Rameh says clearly, 5 shekels this, 5 shekels this, 5 shekels this. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to give him 30 shekels. Rav Shimon Eimer Chamishim. You have to give him 50 sellers worth. Why? Kechamishim Sheba Erchen. Like we find by Erchen. When a person says, Erke Yalai, I give my value to the Beis HaMikdash, the least amount is 50 shekel.
This makes the most sense. I mean, I
but it doesn't.
Why?
whole value of a person is a 6 years value of a person that worked, and it's just going to sever.
Let's first see what they said. The Gemara is going to explain each one. Right. Why they learn it out. So, this is a big jump between the first opinion, which says 15, the second one says 30, and the Shimon says 50. I mean, it's like over three times, more than three times what the original opinion says. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. What's the reason? I mean, where do they each one learn it out from? So Gemara says like this. Amar Mari said that the Meir's opinion was Chamish Shlomi Kol Minu Min Shein Chameshas Islam. Five shlelas of each type. Tzayin Chugan Chayik. Ve'achot equals 15. So the Gemara says Rabbi Meir Minyana Osa Lashminin. Rabbi Meir's teaching us that 3 times 5 is 15. Every word in Mishnah is exact. Yeah? Rabbi Meir says there's 3 things. You have to give him 5 sellers of each one. So 3 times 5 is 15. Also, Rameh says, by the way, this is 15. Why is Rameh telling us 15? Obviously, he's teaching us something with it, just more than 5 times 3 is 15. He says, how Kamashma Rameh is teaching us a din. That Mifta Dole Mifta Mehai Minyonim. And you cannot give less than that amount. Before less than 15, meaning, if you give him, let's say, less cattle, but more wine, as long as it equals 15, is good. So the mayor is teaching us a din by this. In other words, the mayor says, even though you have to give him 5, 5, 5, the mayor says you can give him 7, 5, 3, as long as it equals 15.
Do you have to give
them
the
value
from
each?
Huh?
The value.
The value, yeah.
Does it have to be one from each category? Can you just give them all one?
It doesn't say.
The Torah says give them from this and from that and from that.
Yes, you give them from. But who says you have to give them? Maybe you can give them 7 from this, and 5 from this, and 3 from this.
Why does that mean objects?
Because the Torah says. Do the animals, wheat and wine.
Specified.
Right. Now the Gemara says, "My time is the Rav Meir." Why does Rav Meir say 5? Where does he get this number 5 from? Okay. So the Gemara says, "Yalef reikam reikam mi b'chor." It sounds like this. By b'chor, the Torah says reikam, and by hanik tanik, the Torah says al tishachenu reikam. Don't send them reikam, empty. Here it says reikam. By firstborn it says reikam. Just like a firstborn is 5. So here it says also 5. But the Torah says, so 3 times 5.
By festivals
it
says also don't
come
to
the right. Yeah, but he says, it's basically by the firstborn son. It says like this, kol b'chor b'nechot tifteh, lo yirol panay reikam. By Yom Tov, we just read this in Shmini Atzeres, right? Redeem my firstborn, don't come empty-handed to me. So the same pasuk Reikum is by Abchor. And by Hanukkah says Reikum. So the Meir says we have a Gzer Shav. By Gzer Shav, Gzer Reikum, Reikum. By Abchor it's 5, here it's 5. That's it. So the Gemara says, but Reim al-Chamish Shloim Yikula, maybe it means 5 altogether. How does the Gemara ask? Why does Rav Meir say 5, 5, and 5? Maybe Reikum teaches us all 3 things together have to equal 5. How do you know it equals 5 of each? So he says like this: Iksiv Reikum lebesof. If the Torah would have said Reikum at the end of the gifts, Kiruka Amrit, you'd be right. But Hashidichsiv Reikum bereisha. But the Torah says like this. Leitha shachenu reikam. Don't send them empty-handed. Then the third, next pasuk says, hanik tanik lei, mitzernchum igarnchum yikvechum. So the Meir says like this. If the word reikam would be at the end, then I would learn 5 altogether. But the Torah at the beginning says reikam, then it goes on each one. Reikam tzein, reikam garncha, reikam yikvechum. So the Meir learns, the Torah is teaching us that each one of the 3 needs 5, But the bottom line, we learn enough from Bechor. By Bechor, there's five Sela. Reikom, Reikom teaches us, Tzayin, Chagon, Chem, Yitracha. You need five each. So the Gemara says, but there's another place where it says Reikom. By Eila Sriya. By a carbon Eila, that you have to bring on Yom Tif, the Torah also says, Lo Yisrael Panei Reikom. So maybe it's the price of a carbon Eila Riyah, which is Tuma, which is much less. The Sriya, two silver more. So it's much less than five. Sigmar says, why are you liking Reikam? Because what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says like this. Redeem your firstborn. Don't see me empty-handed. Like you asked. Maybe he's coming to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? The Meir says, the Pasuk says like this. Redeem your firstborn. Don't see me empty-handed. Reikam. So Meir says, that's Reikam by Pchad. Right? So the teacher says Reikam here means five. But maybe Reikam means not on the Pchad. Maybe Reikam means on, don't come empty-handed, bring me a carbon. Right? And that carbon was two more, not five. So maybe it has to be two. How do you know five? So Gemara says, Amekra, the Torah says like this. The Torah says about a severance pay. You have to give him severance pay. That God blessed you. Okay, so now you have two options. Reikam can mean Pchor, which is five. Reikam can mean two, like the carbon. Right? But the Torah adds, give him like God blessed you. So you have an option of less or more. The Pasuk of Sheberachach Hashem Alekecha teaches us, you got to give more. So you can liken it to one of two things. You can liken it to Pchor, which is more, or to carbon, which is less. Right? The fact that the Torah says that God blessed you means give him more. So therefore it's the larger amount of five rather than two. So this is Rav Meir's opinion. Rav Meir says, how much Hanukkah? Five sellers of Tzeincha, Garncha, Yikrecha, some total 15, which means as long as the three of them together equals 15 shekels, is good enough. Why don't we learn it out from Karban Oila? Because the Torah says, Beracha Shem Alekecha, you have to liken it to the bigger one. So you give what?
Just quickly, a possible idea, I want to see what you think about this, about why maybe you have to give from each category. I think maybe there's a reason. Instead of just money, this is a person who became an Eved because he's stealing, right?
Right.
So people who steal...
Or very poor.
Okay, let's take the case of stealing them. Someone who steals, they take the quick cash. They don't think about all the work that went behind it. But if you're giving sheep and wine, these are things that have to be worked in the field. It kind of is symbolic of all the work involved and all.
Sounds good.
It sounds good, but the problem is later on the Bryce is going to say that our opinions are hold. You don't even have to give these three. You can give other stuff.
Okay.
But that goes against...
No, I was going to learn that from a pasuk that you can give him. Right. Well, Rav Meir holds 15. Rav Yehuda says now Shleishim.
Yeah.
To give 30. Why? We learn that from Shleishim Shalevit. If an ox kills a guy Sheva, you have to give him $30. So Gemara says, my time is Rav Yehuda. Like, why should Rav Yehuda liken this? Okay, Rav Meir, we understand there's Xer Shava. He heard Xer Shava, Reikam, Reikam. Okay, it's five. But the Gemara says, why in the world should Rabbi Yehuda liken 30 of a Hanukkah of severance pay to killing an Avid? So Gemara says, we learn also Gzeir Shava. Yalef Nesina Nesina Me Avid Kanani. There's a law by an Avid Kanani, it says, Titen Loi, and it says, when he kills him, Kesef Shleishim Shikolim, Yiten Ladeinov. Okay? Here, by Hanukkah, it says, Titen lo, give him, the Eved, severance. And by, when he kill an Eved, it says, give the master, Shleishim. Here it says giving, there it says giving. How much giving is there? 30. So when it says giving here, it also means 30. So the Gemara says, but if that's the case, why are you learning it out from a guy, an ox killing an Eved? Learn it out from Erchin. By Erchin, it also says giving. And over there, the minimum is 50. Why are you learning it out from Eved, which is 30? The same giving is by Erchin. Malahalan Chamishim, Avkan Chamishim. Okay? So Gemara says like this. Chodam. Tafasta meruba le tafasta. This is mamash the opposite of what the Gemara said before. The Gemara says, you grab too much, you get nothing. Tafasta meruba le tafasta, when you seize a large amount, you will not retain it. Tafasta muet tafasta. Meaning like this. It's mamash the opposite of what the Gemara said. According to the mayor, the Gemara said, why are you giving five and not more? He said, because Torah said, Beracha Shem Lekecha. Right? You have to give more. Here, Rabbi Yehuda holds the opposite. I have a choice of 30 or 50. Which one should I pick? The smaller amount. Why should you take the bigger amount? Take the smaller amount.
Because of the first amount of the first. I mean,
right.
What is it? What does that mean?
Huh?
Is this a psychological remedy?
Yeah, but what about the fact that...
For the Eved to be careful with the master, don't ask for too much because it's not going to be any.
Right. If you ask, if the Torah will ask from the master too much, you won't give anything.
But what about the fact that you're blessed? I mean, is
right. That's what a mayor's opinion.
But if it's tafasta merubah lo tafasta, why is it 50?
Well, these are different opinions.
It should be only 5. It should be only 1.
No, because he learns out nesina. There's nesina by Eved. There's Nesina by Erchin.
Right, and by Erchin it's 50 bucks or 50
shekels.
Yes.
Right? You can't learn that from Pigin Aben, because over there it doesn't say Nesina. Right? Giving.
Right.
So the man learns that Reikam. Right?
Yes.
So the Gemara asks, why does he learn Reikam to the bigger amount? Why doesn't he learn to the smaller amount? Because in that same pasuk it says Hashem Berach Hashem. So over there, Reikam, this by the way answers the question I just asked. Reikam, Rabbi Meir says, isn't that pasuk of giving? So if I have a choice, Berach Hashem Alekecha, you have to go more. Here though, we're learning out, here it says giving, there it says giving. Right? By one giving it says 30, by one giving it says 50. By our pasuk it says give severance. Which one of the two should I pick? The smaller amount. The faster middle, but late the faster. You can ask too much, you get nothing. So pick the smaller amount.
This is only in regards to...
No, but that's the Eved taking, and the other one's giving, you know. This is about talking about how much should the master give, not take, not the
Eved. No, but when a guy says, Erchin, my value, I'm donating to the Beis HaMikdash, he has to give it. It's all giving.
So this has nothing to do with how old the slave was, how strong it was, what kind of work he did. Was it a professional? Did it bring a lot of money to the master or not?
More good, more lazy.
Nope.
Not never suspected.
If he sewed needles, the guy 6 years sewed needles, he gets severance pay. Today also, when in the, they told you in the institution, would they give a month per year? No matter if he's a great teacher or not.
Worth of his salary.
Huh?
A month worth of the salary.
Per year.
What do they make?
Yeah, but some guys work better for the same pay. Some guys work better, some guys work not better. Some guys don't work. And
what
they get paid.
Does it say don't ask for too much? The slave isn't asking for the money.
To fast the meruba like to fast is a logic.
He's not asking for the money. So what does it mean to ask too much you won't get?
The Torah,
who's asking?
The Torah shouldn't ask the...
Well, the Torah shouldn't ask too much because then the guy won't give?
The master won't give. Right, Amar?
No, Eved shouldn't ask.
No, the
who
the Torah
ask?
Demands
it sounds
too much
like
of the...
Oh, Taisus, by the way, asked this question. Why do we just say before Hashem Berach Hashem Lekech, we go more, and here we go less? So Taisus, basically, over here it says, only one Reikam by Bechor and Ol Esriya. Okay? So question like this. There's one Reikam for two things, Bchar and Ola. So which one should I do? So Pasach Sheberach Hashem Lekecha, we do more. Here there's two givings. With three givings. There's one by severance pay, right? Then there's one by killing an Eved, and there's one by Erchin. So over there, you go by the smaller amount.
What's Erchin?
The guy gives his value to the Beis HaMikdash. You know, Taisa says it's very simple. Taisa says, if there's one word Reikam, I can learn it more or less, and the Pasuk says, God bless you, so Reikam has to be mean more. But if there's two mitzvahs, one is 30, one is 50, okay? And I want to liken my din to one of those two, which one do I do? The lesser of them. Because two different ones.
This is in only in regards to getting something like as a gift.
Right.
But if something belongs to you, you don't have to go by the fastener or the fastener. If there's something that belongs to you, and you just have to fight for it, you don't say, okay, I'm not going to ask for too much, because I'm not going to get any, because you're not asking for freebie.
What does it mean when people get 50 cents on a dollar? Why do they agree to that?
Because the guy doesn't want to give them anything.
So at least you're going to get 50 cents.
They want it over with already.
So not always. I'm saying, sometimes if you know, the guy's not going to pay you, take whatever you could get.
Right.
I mean, that's common practice. 50 cents on a dollar, 10 cents on a dollar, whatever it may be. Even though it's rightfully yours, and nobody's denying it. Right? To say, I agree, I just don't have the money. So I'll pay you this way. People are willing. What is it? A bird in the hand is better than two in the nest. What is it?
Two in the bush.
Two in the whatever.
Unless it's a messy bird.
In Persian, it says cash is better than IOU.
Is it a slap of cash?
More common than
cash is better than IOU.
Cash is better than IOU.
It's a Persian
saying. A dollar cash is better than $100.
Oh, that's something else.
Dollar cash is better than
IOU. In other words, OU is kosher. IOU is not so kosher.
No, but the Gemara is an expression. I'd rather have less now definite than more in a doubt later. You know, I'd rather have. Okay.